I think the basic inspiration and motivating factor and what keeps me coming back is that I have experienced being trapped in my life. And because of that, I took my love and trust for story sharing into the prison so that the women in the circle can develop a deeper trust in themselves and the power of their own stories and trust for each other.
Could you tell me any of their stories?
I can. I'll tell you Tiffany's story. Tiffany started coming to the class, and you could tell that Tiffany had not had much affirmation, not much self-confidence, came from a home where there wasn't much value for education, got pregnant before she graduated from high school, dropped out of school. So she wasn't used to people being empathetic. So the assignment was to write about your mother. And Tiffany wrote a story about the day her mother died at Methodist University Hospital. Her mother was a poor black woman, without a job, without a faith community, without much money, in the intensive care unit. And things went from bad to worse. And Tiffany got called, because she's the significant other, to come up and make the decision to unplug the ventilator on her mother and let her go. And Tiffany was alone. And she was a kid. And so she read us this terribly sad story about making the decision all alone to end her mother's life, the only other significant person she had in her life. And there was nobody there to support her or to say, this is really sad and you really matter. And she read that piece to us as if she were reading how to put together some bookshelves. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Hammering the words out at us without any expectation that there'd be any emotion connected to this. When she stopped reading and looked up at us, we were all crying. I mean, it was the saddest story. And we're looking at Tiffany, who we've learned to love in this circle. And when her eyes saw that we were feeling this sadness with her, she started, had a physical start. And then tears just started pouring from her eyes like rivers. And so I thought, well, I hope something good has happened here for Tiffany. Mm-hmm. So when she came to class the next day, she came through the door. Her face was smiling from this ear to this ear, and she had in her hand a bouquet of flowers that she had made out of toilet paper to give to me, and she said, Missy, these are for you. You have really changed my life. And you know, it wasn't me, but it was that process. And Tiffany then sort of opened up and started sharing more. And you could tell she now had had an experience of really having somebody else be empathetic with her. And it changed the way she understood her own story from the past and the way she imagines her future story.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I appreciate this opportunity.